From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Buhari elected Nigeria's president. Muhammadu Buhari has been elected president of Nigeria, beating incumbent Goodluck Jonathan, who has conceded defeat. VOA reporters Ibrahim Ahmed and Peter Clady, who are in Abuja, say Mr. Jonathan called the president-elect late afternoon Tuesday to congratulate him on winning the election. Supporters of Mr. Muhammadu Buhari are celebrating his election as Nigeria's next president. Murtala Olatunji is a teacher. He says the country needs a new leader.
So we need change. What is going on in our country here is bad, very, very bad. When you look at the dollars now, in the year before, we are exchanging dollar about 190 naira, but now it is 250 naira. But the situation of the economy in this country is very, very bad. That is why we need a change. We want General Muhammad Buhari to change this country for us.
Mr. Buhari's victory ends the rule of incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan's People's Democratic Party, which has governed Nigeria since the country returned to democracy in 1999. It also returns Mr. Buhari to power after a 30-year absence. The 72-year-old retired general served as the country's military ruler in 1984 and much of 1985 following a coup. Iran says it is willing to continue talks with six world powers for a preliminary deal on Tehran's nuclear program. With it looking less likely, a framework agreement will be reached by the midnight deadline Tuesday. A member of Iran's negotiating team said Iranian officials will continue to negotiate until the disputed issues are resolved and a deal is reached. The White House said it is willing to continue the negotiations into Wednesday as long as the talks are productive. This is VOA News. Fighting continued in the center of the strategic Iraqi city of Tikrit on Tuesday, even as Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared victory in the weeks-long battle to retake the city from the Islamic State group. Mr. Abadi announced the liberation of Tikrit on his Twitter page, saying he congratulates Iraqi forces and volunteers on the historic milestone. In a separate statement, he said security forces have liberated the southern and western sides of Tikrit and are moving to control the entire city. At the Pentagon, a spokeswoman told VOA the U.S.-led coalition welcomed the news that Iraqi forces were in control of central Tikrit, but she noted that other areas of Tikrit remain under IS control and there is still more fighting to be done. The White House Tuesday released President Barack Obama's proposal to cut U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by up to 28% below 2005 levels within the next decade as part of a global treaty to tackle climate change. The proposal includes several policies already in effect, such as the higher fuel economy standards for cars and trucks, energy efficiency measures for buildings and appliances, and programs to eliminate the use of the polluting refrigerant HFC. The plan follows Mr. Obama's pledge last November in Beijing to reduce U.S. climate warming emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2025. Boston Marathon bombing suspect Johar Tsarnaev returned to court Tuesday for day two of the defense portion of his trial. Tsarnaev's attorneys began calling witnesses Monday after the prosecution closed its case. Tsarnaev, 21, faces the death penalty or life in prison if found guilty of the April 15, 2013 attack. Three people were killed, 264 others wounded in the twin blasts. He and his older brother, Tamerlan, are accused of setting off and planning. German airline Lufthansa said Tuesday the co-pilot, who deliberately crashed a jetliner into the French Alps, told his flight school in 2009 that he had had a serious depressive episode. Lufthansa said a note was found in emails the co-pilot, 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz, sent to the airline's flight school when he resumed instruction after an interruption. Lufthansa owner, the owner of the budget airline German Wings that was involved in the March 24th crash that killed all 150 people aboard Airbus A320, said it sent the emails to investigators and declined further comments. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.